Kuf Chav Gimel, only in Sif Beis. So the person has taken three steps back, and now we're going to talk about, so what do you do when you finish the three steps back? So the first thing is, when Malkam Shekol Upsius Yamud.
Did you say
Beis?
Okay.
Sif Beis. So in the place where you took a three steps back, the person should stand there. He should not return back to his place until the chazan gets the kedusha. Or at least to the beginning of Chazaras Hashatz. Okay, so that's good for everybody else. Hashliach tzibur. And the chazan should stand still in that spot the time it takes to walk 4 amos before he goes forward again. The time it takes to 4 amos, we calculated this out one time, it's about 2 seconds. But 2 seconds is a lot longer than you think it is. It means, you know, there's a pause. There's clearly a pause over there. If you figure out that you walk a mil in 18 minutes, that's the calculation for the time it takes to walk a mil. A mil is 2,000 amas. It means in 18 minutes, which at 60 minutes times 18 is 1,080 seconds, and a mil is 2,000 amas. So it means in 1,080 seconds you're going to walk 2,000 amas. It means you're walking basically an amma. Amma takes a little less than a second. So 4 amas takes you about 3.5 seconds to walk. Okay. So he pauses for a few seconds before he steps back. Not only by this true by the shatz, but let's say a person who's davening not part of a tzibur, so you can't wait till the chazan goes back to chazar shatz, or the chazan starts kedusha, because there's no chazar shatz or kedusha. So what does he do? So he stands still after he takes his three steps back, the time it takes to walk dalet amos. Okay. Person's davening, and he finishes before the chazan finishes, before the chazar hashatz. Also, the hashatz upon the tzibur, he takes his three steps back, and he does his hishtachavoyus. He can't turn around to look at the people behind him. Until the shatz finishes and then starts Chazaras Hashatz. Okay. So Dr. Mishabur will talk about why that's so. Let's start with Mishabur, so cut and wrong. So the person takes three steps back and Yamad, he stands there. When you're saying Shalom, your feet should be together the same way your feet are together during Chazaras Hashatz. I'm sorry, during Shemoneh Esrei. Because you're bowing to Hashem, so you're standing in Hashem's presence to some extent, so you stand with your feet together. Okay? Fine. Then he says, "Lo yachzer." Why? You can't go, but you shouldn't go back right away. Why not? Because if a person would take three steps back, immediately go forward. So Daima, he's compared to a Talmud, the Talmud should nifta mi rabbi, who posel achar of v'chazer miyat. So a person takes leave from his Rebbe, he steps away from him, and then immediately he walks back. So what's he saying? He didn't really, he didn't take chashiva, so they're stepping away. So soifah mechiyach, al tilos, so shalai posel achar of k'deli poti mimenu. If you really meant not to take steps and steps back, you can't walk back. You stepped away. That's going to be considered improper. Al Kishan Mountain, Al Kedusha, Al Kaponim, the Scholars, Tvilas Hashatz, if he waits until a specific event occurs, Nir Lako, Shechoz Abishvil, Kedusha, Lachav, and the Masha Yemer Hashatz. So then it's the reason why he's stepping forward is not because he's trying to negate his act of being nifter mirabba, it's because there's something that he has to do now. He has to say kedusha. He has to listen to the chazan. That's why he's stepping forward. So now that's not considered to be in some way contradictory to the act of stepping back. Okay. Lim Karmai. Now, so the Shulchan Aruch says that you should wait and shouldn't go back to your place until kedusha binachas hashatz. Now, why do you have to go back to your place? So what's that about? Ches pirish lim karma pirish im roitz alas lim karma and rishoy. If you want to go back to your place, you can't go back until you wait to these points. Avim roitz al oimen shomen chayzul lim karma klal. So the Ches Mishnah says you can stay put. There's no halacha walking forward. The halacha mentioned in Shas only was mentioned in Shas is taking 3 steps back. The more never discusses about going forward again. So you step 3 steps and you're done. The conversation ends right there. If you want, the Shulchan means if you want to go back, fine. However, custom Magen Avraham, the Fima Shehebi beBeis Yosef, the Yesh Armim the Beinan Shisha Psiyos. So the Magen Avraham brings that there's some who understand that when we say the Morse says 3 Psiyos, it means 3 sets of Psiyos, right foot, left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot, etc. So it means 6 total steps. Okay, so according to that explanation, the way we do that is gimel lacher of a gimel b'shuva l'mkama. So then you take 3 steps back, you take 3 steps forward afterwards. So all 6 are the one unit. So according to them, therefore, in that situation, he has to take a step forward. When he times that, because since it's 6 steps, so we take 3 steps back, we pause there until the Kedusha. We don't want somebody walking in front of us, because that, as it were, it's like interrupting our 6 steps. So it's like it's not 6 steps anymore. You don't want the person walking by to interrupt your 6 steps. Now, so what happens because of this? So the Gemara remember says 3, and the Iker Pesach is 3. And then we say, well, there's a Shita holds 6. Okay, we do 6. And then we say, okay, now not only that, let's add a chumrah that somebody can't walk in between. Okay, maybe no, but they have no source for this. People, since they're so machmed on it, they don't want the person walking through. So what do? They see the person wants to walk through. They immediately walk forward. So I have a lach. You're supposed to wait till kedusha. That's an Iker Adin. This chumrah of the guy walking by is some chumrah we don't even know what the makor for it is. But you're so makor on the chumrah that you don't do the halacha waiting till kedusha.
Al kamokam. Toastmasters.
Al kamokam, al yaday kpedosam. Tell you, because of this extra hakpada that they have, they make a mistake. Why? When they see somebody wants to walk by, and they're understanding that that's not allowed, therefore, haim. They go forward before Chazar Shashat starts. The Humayikardin, and that's Mikardin, you're not supposed to do that. So because of their new chumrah that they made up, they're not keeping the halacha. So that's wrong. Okay. Tess. So now he says, you should go back for Kedusha, or Chazar Shashatz, the Kedushin. In Herach B'Tfilosa, person extended his Tfilo, Ube'esha Posa, Higia Hashatz, the Kedushin. And he stepped back immediately before Kedushin. So he doesn't have time to wait there. So what should he do? Should he say Kedushin where he is? Should he step forward even though he hasn't waited the proper time? What should he do? So Yocholach so take of the Mekarma Lomer Kedusha. So in that situation, he can step, he can and should step forward to say Kedusha in where he was standing Shemoneh Esrei. So he goes forward, he does not have to wait. But after my real Hoyonahig, Kishahoya Messiah Shemoneh Esrei, Hashatz Nofal Arapov, Also initially when Kamer Shapasa Shom went off, Gam Ken Alapova Imatzibur Bishabit. Lahoya Khosha take of them Kamer. So the Maril was Noyig in a case where he extended his Shemoneh Esrei law, lengthily, and he finished just as the Chazan was being there for Alapov, the Tzibur was being there for Alapov. So now the halacha is, it's proper to do the Nefilas HaPayim together with the Tzibur. Okay? So he needed the Nefilas HaPayim together with the Tzibur. He just stepped back, so he would, right there, do the Nefilas HaPayim, where he stepped back. He didn't walk forward first. So you see that, because there wasn't enough time. So you see that you don't say that, well, if you don't have time, walk forward anyway. So while we're here, Rabbi Kedusha, we're saying you should walk forward even though there's not enough time. So that's his question.
We are saying you should walk forward.
By Kedusha, you should walk forward. So the answer is Kedusha Shining. So by the Nefilas HaPayim, fine, you'll say it. You'll wait the time, and so you'll do the Nefilas HaPayim there, and then you'll step forward afterwards. You shouldn't walk back quickly. But by Kedusha, you should. Why? Should Tov Yoser La'amra bin Kaimai Kamai Shar HaKahal. You should say Kedusha in your proper place, just like everybody in the Tzibur is saying in their proper place. It's more covered for the Kedusha than it's said in the place or person. Now, it would seem to me that we're talking about the people, the place where they have Makamis Kavuyim, or pretty much Kavuyim. So this is your Makam where you daven. This is Makam where he davens. He's saying Kedusha in his place. Kedusha having the mile of Shivas of Kedusha, and he's saying it in the place where he davens. And you're saying it somewhere else. That's improper. But let's say you have a haphazard minion, and nobody has any place at all. The Chara, there's no mile of, then there's no reason you should run forward. You should take your steps back, say Kedusha there, and walk back afterwards. Finally, come on, and Simon Kuflam and Aleph, Sebeiz, and Yantavil Sepayim, Mashakosar, Shem, Mashabura, which Mashabura there points out this idea that if you take three steps back, and you're supposed to say Tachlum together with the Tzibur, by the time you would pause there and then walk forward, you're not going to say it with the Tzibur, so you can say it there, you can actually even sit down there, say Yantavil Sepayim, and then get up and walk forward afterwards. Okay. Fine. Now, so you should wait till Kedusha, and if not till Kedusha, at least till beginning of Chazaras HaShatz. Yud, Lepachas. Ein Bebach, Shehizkim, Dechachila, Nochem, Lehakmarat Kedusha. He says that the proper thing is to wait till Kedusha. Im lo yishal mokim tzar b'dochu kadesh lo leisiv in tzugeit. It's a very crowded area, and by staying there longer, you're getting people's ways. It's going to cause people being upset and irritated. There'll be fights, etc. It's not worth it. Because of the Derech Chaim. I was not sure peyutim b'vadi yishal halka lach to take it b'shishim asal shatz k'shmin esrei. But in a case where on the Yom Tov, where they would say peyutim. Rosh Hashanah, right? So from the beginning of Chazar Shashat, so Kedusha can be half an hour. So you have to stand there in that place the whole time. No. Once it's there, Chazar Shashat, you can go back to your place. So now, the Ramah said, if a person is davening by himself, he doesn't have a minion, he's not davening with a minion, you should wait the time it takes to walk down the Ramas. Chen Yochid. Ubach Chalik, this Yud Aleph. Ubach Chalik, however, the Ramah says, say he looked out at Abbas. The Bach disagrees. Upoise, the Bach paskins, Dana Chiluk, Bemispalo, Beyichidi, Bebeso, Mispalo, the Matsiver. There's no difference between the time that you wait when you're dominating with a minion and you wait at home. El Bacholgami, Surach, Lisha is Kifi, Ashir, Shegir, Shach, the Kedusha, Akaparim, Yaskal, Shatz, Bekol Rob. So let's say normally the tzibur that you daven in, there's a pretty kabbalistic time that they wait for the rav, and he davens regular until, let's say, Shemoneh Esrei takes 7 minutes, and you daven at home and you take 5 minutes, so you should wait 2 minutes. The same way you would wait 2 minutes if you'd be davening in the shul. Okay, Pasuk on Magen Avraham. Okay, so the Magen Avraham agrees with the Bach that the chatzilah you should wait even at home more than Dalai Lama's. What's the exception? Im lo yitzorach lachshu liyispar lo shenis l'tashlumin, except in a case where you need to daven a second Shemoneh Esrei. Doz gliyama dai k'dei hilo talad amas. Everybody agrees that talad amas is sufficient because Allah is supposed to say one right after the other. Okay. The chol yodim shechazasu hu liyispar lo shenis. Over here, you're not moving, stepping forward to negate what you've done before. You're stepping forward because you need to daven Shemoneh Esrei again. Okay. But case where it's necessary, at home you can be mekel and dalad amos. Now, when you say dalad, the time it takes to walk dalad amos, do you include the tefillah of Shalom in that time? Do you include the tefillah of Yiratzin, Shivan or Simitish, right? Do you include that or not? So the Mishnah Berurah before, by the halachas of Tashlumin, we talked about the din of Dalad Amos, waiting Dalad Amos in between. So the other Mishnah Berurah said that you count the Dalad Amos he says that it's you Erker Raglov. You say Asher Shalom, and then you count the time it walks at the Dalad Amos. So we see the Yerotza and Shibana Semitish from Hei Rabbi Meinu. By the time you finish saying that, Pashas, you have the share of Dalad Amos already. So you have to wait longer than that. Okay, then the Ramah added another halacha that you shouldn't turn around to look at the tzibur. So what's that about? Yidbeis Asher Lahachzer. So you're not moving. You're not doing anything wrong by moving. Even so, you shouldn't turn around and look west. You're facing east. You shouldn't turn around and look west till the shatz is finished. Now, why? Why? He gives two reasons. When you're staring at people in their face when they're davening, it disturbs them. And therefore, the Be'er Halacha points out over here that the Halacha over here, even though the Ramah says it depends on the shatz, so it sounds like when the shatz finished, you're allowed to turn around. If the majority of the tzibur is still davening, it's still going to stare them. Right? The fact that the shatz finished would not be the measure at that point in time. Then he says the second reason, v'gam shiach sheduhu shedileg. Now, if now I'm not sure why the chashash of being medaleg is more noticeable when you turn around and looking around. You took your three steps back. So how did you finish so fast? Oh, it must be you skipped part of Shemoneh Esrei, maybe. Right. So. On that, that's the reason. So, you have to be slower than the shots. If the shots finish and he's ready to touch the shots, so that apparently the person who does say the whole thing, that's why he's the shots, finished in that time period. So you can finish as well. So in this situation, you should wait. You shouldn't move forward.
What do you mean? The person who finished.
You finished
the whole thing. That's the shots.
He's basically saying the halacha we said before. You step back. You have to wait till the kedusha or chazar or at least chazar shots. Okay. Gimel sif gimel kishapaseo ikur regel tsmol tchila. When you step back, you step back with your left foot first, and the reason why that is because that's your weaker foot, a normal person walks, steps with his right foot first. By doing so, he's showing he doesn't really want to leave. He'd like to stay. Okay. So the Bir Halacha points out, so according to that, a person who is a eater regel, that his left foot is his stronger foot, and he usually uses his left foot, he would step back with his right foot first. We said before, regards to the bowing, whether you're right or left, doesn't make a difference, because the issue is you're bowing towards the Shekhinah, so we bow to the left first, because that would be on the Shekhinah's. When you're bowing to the left, that's the Shekhinah's right. So that's irrelevant whether you're a righty or a lefty. With regards to this act of stepping back with the weaker foot to indicate you don't want to leave, that would depend on which foot is weaker. Fine. Okay. Now, next the point the Shulchan Aruch says, "Rishir psiyas elu." How large do these psiyas have to be? The Cholapocha Zul Kadesha Yitin Gudol Mitzareke. So the Shulchan Aruch says that he gives a minimum, doesn't give a maximum. The minimum is they have to be at least the distance that you've taken the foot back, so the toe of the foot which to step back is right next to the right behind the heel of the foot which has stayed stationary. That is the Shulchan Aruch. So Shulchan Aruch just gives me a minimum. It has to be at least that. It could be more. Comes the Rambo. It's a minimum, but it's also a maximum. You shouldn't take steps which are larger than that either. That should be the size. Okay. So the Mishabura, you'd give him. So first he said, in regards to the, you move the left foot first. Tchila. Normally people walk with the right foot first. Then Oiker can be small. Therefore, over here we use the left foot. It's like you're saying, you really don't want to leave. It's hard to leave. So you step back with difficulty, as it were. Vayner Alocha, which he talks about, the issue of a person who's a eater regel. Vihine. The Seder Hasholosh Psiyas Eluhu. The way you take these three steps back is the following. Techila Yavsiya Beregel Smol Psiyah Katana. You first step back with the left foot. A small step. Hakach Yavsiya Bishol Smol, excuse me, Bishol Yamin Psiyah Gadol. Then you take back with the right foot a larger step. Then you step back the distance to now make the 2 feet being parallel. So how large are the steps? So the Shulchan Aruch says that the steps should be to put the toe behind the heel. Why is that? That's how you used to walk on the Beis HaMikdash when they were doing the Avodah. Shemoneh Esrei is like the Avodah, so we use those type of steps. The Mogan Rom says, this is the minimum. You must take this size. Even if the area is tight and narrow, you can't take back these little shuffles. You have to take back full size steps. However, some disagree with the Mogan Rom. And they say that a place which is very tight, you can be made to take smaller steps. Okay. But you have to take at least three for sure. You can't step back into the person behind you's space, the Dalai Lama's of the person's space. So that means you have to not step back, you won't step back. It means to take smaller steps. You'll take smaller steps. Okay. Now the Ramah says that not only is it a minimum, it's also a maximum. The Chachilo. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the Ramah really didn't present it clearly, because the Shulchan Aruch clearly says it's only minimum, but you're allowed to take longer steps. The Ramah says that you're not allowed to, but he should point out that it sounds like he's explaining. He's not explaining, he's arguing. Lishan the Ramah in a Meduktuk. The Harvali Litoy Beloshan B'yesharmim, he should have brought that this is his second opinion. The Shulchan Aruch feels actually that larger steps are better. It's just saying at least this size, but more is even better. And I'm also saying, no, this is the only size. Not more and not less. So he should say, yes, some disagree. He shouldn't take larger steps. Why not? The philos connected to medium tikno. Since the Karnavai, that was the size of their step, not more, not less. So that's what we do for Shemoneh Esrei as well. Okay, one reason. Very large steps look like you're running away. Like you want to get out of here. Which would be improper to do. Dalit. Misha Moisef al Shalosh Pepsiyas Havi Yura. A person who takes more than three steps is a Balgaiv. Mishaburi Yazin Havi Yura. Shinira Shukhalik, cover the skin of Yosim Shabani Adam. Like, he steps back even further, like he's like really stepping back from the cover the skin, more than everybody else. Okay. Let's just finish off the simon. Hey, Gam Sheikh Sibir Sarak, the Sarah Sholos Pseus, Kishin's Bala Balachash. The Chazan takes his three steps back after his silent Shemoneh Esrei. Shiasa Tila Bechoram, and the Sarak Lash of the Sarah Sholos Pseus. And then, according to the Machaber, he does not need to take three steps back at the end of Chazar Sashatz, because he will do it eventually by the Kaddish that he says, the Kaddish Tiskabel, the Kaddish Sholim, he will take three steps back then. Okay. So the Ramah, in loy hispalo belachash rak b'kol ram, p'seh shol p'seh is achat filos ha-shib b'kol ram. If, however, there are scenarios where the shots came in, the tzibur was waiting, so he does not daven a silent Shemoneh Esrei, he immediately starts what we call chazorah sashatz, which wouldn't be chazorah, it'd be chazorah for us, but not for him. Right? In that situation, he takes his three steps back. Okay.
Zog, the Mishnah. In that situation, he takes the three steps back.
Right away.
At the end of his finishing his
right. Yud Ches. Mikol Ramein Tzor. For the tefillah, he says, publicly, he does not need to take three steps back. That the Mishnah Berurah, he can rely on the Kaddish that he says later on. That those are his three steps will be then. Even though there are interruptions in between, they're all part of the davening, and therefore it's not considered an interruption. See, it's not yours. Don't take. So I don't know, maybe they're saving it. You don't know. You have no permission to take it. Even though there's many things between, but the Iker didn't have that the Kaddish is Kabbal, he was Kabbal the Tfilas, which were said in the Korah. We can't do the Korah. The Chazan should not be talking. The person who was the Sheikh Tzibur should not talk from the time he finishes Shemoneh Esrei until after Kaddish Tiskabel, unless it's something which is necessary for tefillah purposes. Yutes Lachser. So he doesn't. He can. He doesn't have to take three steps back. Then he'll rely on the Kaddish. But if he wants to take three steps back after Shemoneh Esrei, he's allowed to. That's nothing wrong with that. Pashas, if he did that, right? No, that's not true. Okay, Pesav Gimel Pesias, Shalosh Pesias, the Mitzgila, Tzarek Lusay, Al-Hipot, Al-Tachunim Shalatzim, in a case where he does not daven a silent Shemoneh Esrei, so he takes the tefillah back for his, as it were, for his own tefillah. Kein L'Kain Tzor, Rachel Kach, Tzarek Lachar, Achar Kaddish, Al-Tefillah, Shispalo, Ba'arad Tzibur. And then he will, but he also represented the Tzibur, so that's the three steps which are represented in the Kaddish. Zog to Mechaber Bov. Kishyastr Shev Tzibur Atvila Yermer Gam Kein Hashem Sosai Tivtoch. Abba Enamr Besev Atvila Yidu Rotson. He does say Hashem Sosai Tivtoch, but he doesn't need to say Yidu Rotson at the end. Because, now why is that? Mishra Baruch HaFal, Eno Emer, he doesn't need to say Yidu Rotson. So there's two reasons given. The Samachal Tiskabos Loison Sharmer the Besayf. The Russian should accept my tefillah, the Rotson Imre Fi. Well, he'll say that Tiskabos Loison was on the Chobes Yisrael. The Magen Avraham says this idea, he didn't daven for himself, he daven for the Tzibur. So it's not Yidu Rotson Imre Fi, because Hegir on the Bila Fanecha, he's really representing the Shemaya Karna for the Tzibur. So why he said the Yerotson? Bishlo cost of learning yid rotsa. Bishlo disagrees and says that you should say it. The Kitzah Shanarach says that you say it quietly. Cost of agro di bishlo ikur. Now, regards to the Hashem Sosai Tivtoch, if you remember, I think you pointed this out. At the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Back in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph, in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Yud, the Chazan also says Hashem Sosai Tivtoch Fi Yagid. He said it over there also. The other Mishnah pointed out why, because that's part of Tefillah. That you know, like Chazal said, it's Tefillah Richta. That's why you have to say it. But the Toiv Shir Mena Balachash, it's proper to say it quietly. So the Mishabura Paskins that it's proper to say it quietly. And if you look at the Ber Hetev, does not bring a source. So if you look at Ber Hetev in Sivkat and Gimel, he says, Ratzalama Balachash. You say it quietly. So the Chazan says, Hashem Sosai Tivach V'yagid Tilasecho, as a personal, private tefillah, the Bereshim, let me say my tefillah properly. The same, so he says it quietly. So, based on that idea, so that Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that therefore the Shlosh says you say Yidu Rotson at the end, but you also say it quietly. Okay, that's all that here.